the Newfound Overland Podcast, where we have relevant conversations about vehicle-dependent travel, adventure bikes to rocklanders, weekend warriors to full-time travelers, and everything in between. Newfound Overland. Overlanding undefined. Back to another episode of Sidewinder Mondays. That sounds bad. This is Benji with Newfound Overland Podcast. I still don't have a name, official name, that is, for my Monday show. It's kind of like Overland Shenanigans, but not. I don't want to have the same name. I reached out to Facebook, and there was a lot of good suggestions in there. I just don't have the time right now to go through and kind of really put a lot of thought process into that. There was a lot of bad ones, too. I need to go back and just try to find a name that clicks with me, I guess, and then go from there. So in this week's episode, I sat down with my fun son. He's a six-year-old boy. And we kind of talked about camping and then later got into kind of, you know, his video games and computer games and all that fun stuff. So kind of got to talk to him for about 15 minutes, get his take. And the whole reason why I decided to do an interview with him is because we were doing an in-studio recording. So I wanted to make sure I was running both mics at the same. There are two different mics, mind you. So I want to make sure the level and the sound quality and all that stuff was equal for both. My mic was a little hot, not to say it is uncomfortable to listen to, but for me, I'm trying to go after quality, on this podcast. So, before we get into that, there's a couple little housekeeping things I need to address. More expos coming up April 19th and 20th. That's a Friday and Saturday in Springfield, Missouri. And if you want to buy a ticket for anything that's related to that, you can save 10% off by using code BUDGETOVER10. And that'll save you 10% off if you did the VIP, S'more to More, if you're camping there, and your gate pass. 10% off using BUDGETOVER10. I'll be there in Storyteller Row, and I mentioned last week and a couple weeks before prior on Budget Overland Podcast that if you guys want to bring a lawn chair, some cold snacks, some anything you want to do, just hang out at my little area on Storyteller Row. I will have plenty of room for you. You just have to bring your own chairs. And if you're shopping and you're like, oh, I wish I could go take a break, you can come over and pop your chair back open and sit down. You can leave your chairs there, too. Just break them down. Just put them underneath my vehicle or something. Just come back at your leisure. And that's open to the public, to anybody that's going to be there. And don't forget that I am going to do live sessions, live recording sessions, shorts is what I'm going to call them. Saturday, but you could sign up Friday. I don't know how many slots I'm going to do. Hopefully I don't do too many because I don't want to bite off more than I can handle for that little show. I know that I talk a lot during that show and I get exhausted whenever it's all over and I don't want to do it to myself, but I know it's going to happen regardless of what I do. So if you're wanting to just like fun little stuff, you know, it's nothing too big of a production or anything. Sign up any day on Friday. You can go through the little sign-up sheet for Saturday and then, you know, 10, 15-minute little short episodes, off-the-cuff kind of stuff we'll do on Saturday. So that's a lot going on at Moore. It's going to be a blast. If you've never been, I highly suggest you look into it and come. That's the largest indoor Overland Expo, pretty much, I would say, in the world. 90% of it's probably inside. There's a few outside, and obviously each year it gets larger and larger, so there's going to be more and more vendors outside. Storyteller Row, I think they're at like 20 storytellers, something like that. Plus, the parking lots are killer to go look at, too. Tons of vehicles out there. Once you're looking at gear inside, you're pretty much talking to either the owners of the companies or somebody up there high up like in marketing or something that knows their stuff. So whenever you're talking to them specifically about anything you want to know about their product, they are going to know. They are going to have the answers. They're going to have examples. They're going to have stories, everything to pretty much sell you the product. Which is fantastic because you don't want to spend $1,500 on something and the guy just be like, oh, yeah, that's good. You know, oh, I don't know much about it. I just work here. These people are in the company. They're in the business and they know their stuff. It's very good to get your hands on this stuff and ask people who actually own this stuff pros and cons of what they like, what they dislike. And if there's any newer, later models coming out, you know, a lot of times they'll do version 1, version 2s, version 3s. And just depending on where they're at, as far as back stock and all that, you might be able to get some killer deals. And another thing I forgot to mention, they do vendor sales during the event. So each company is kind of different. Most of them do a 10% off standard, you know, discount on products in the expos. But some of them do even greater ones. And most of them you could buy at the expo and they will ship it to you, meaning they don't bring the product to the store or to the expo. They do bring products to the expo, but they don't bring their whole warehouse full. So what I'm saying is if you don't want to lug it home, they could set it up to where they could ship it to you. So don't be afraid to ask about shipping. If you could do like something online, they'll give you a discount code, all that fun stuff. So you don't have to haul it around with you. That's kind of all I got to say about the More Expo. And don't forget, we've got the voicemail back up and operational. If you guys want to call in with a question, you guys could call in and plug like a cleanup or a group meeting, anything like that that's in your area, that's fine. Blast it out here. Any insights you want to just give us, some knowledge or tips or tricks, anything you want that's oriented like towards this overland style, you could call in anytime, 24/7, 7 days a week, even holidays. This line is open. It is 417-319-1969, and that goes straight to voicemail. You got about 3 minutes per voicemail, so if it's a longer one, just call back and continue on with where you're at. I've got caller ID on this thing, so I could kind of know who's calling multiple times, and I could patch them together, so you don't need to call in and explain everything. You know, just make it a nice transition on there. So, yeah, call the voicemail, 417-319-1969. And love to hear from, even though like the show's not up and at 'em yet. These are all kind of test episodes until we finally launch on Thursday, April 4th, 2024 is whenever NFO officially kicks off. I'll have these shenanigan shows every Monday, or whatever I'm calling them, every Monday, just to kind of help me stay in the groove and to test out my new equipment. And I'm having a good time doing it. The studio's probably 70-ish percent complete. That's cosmetic things and gear things. Of course, there's always cool stuff that's always coming out. But from my little shoestring of a budget that I'm doing here, I think it's coming out pretty darn cool. And a huge shout out to all the Patreon members out there. I think we're at 10 Patreon members already. And without your all's support, like, this would have really wouldn't have happened as easily. You guys taken off a lot of the financial stress of me, you know, spending money on this podcast and allowing me to invest even more so than I probably would have normally. And yeah, I mean, because I'm running about $150 just on like some subscriptions and stuff I've got to use for this podcast. And then I want to kind of eventually branch out and do even more and more and more, all in good time. Cause I'm not running ads or anything on this podcast platform, yet. Who knows? So anyway, huge shout out to my Patreon members. If you guys want to be a Patreon member, just go over to patreon.com/newfoundoverland. Love to have you. There's some incentives to get you over there as well. Speaking of like kind of social medias and everything, I am on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and just got a TikTok. Don't get too excited about the TikTok, because all I'm going to do there is kind of little short videos. And eventually, if I do live streams, I'll probably plug it into that outlet as well for the social media side, because you could patch in, I don't know, like 6 different networks all at the same time whenever I go live, which isn't going to be all the time. It's going to be occasionally, and maybe eventually I will go maybe full time doing that. We'll just kind of have to see how all this plays out. Again, I'm experimenting with all this stuff. I don't want to bite off more than I could chew, and I'm after quality, good quality interviews, good quality guests, and then good quality production is what I'm after. And I think I've kind of shown that, but all in good time, it'll make it apparent, and hopefully it's just kind of the norm. You know, I want people to tune in because the content's good and all that, and then I guess the production side could just be a bonus. So very cool. I guess that's it about kind of the housekeeping things before we get into today's little episode. Fun little interview. And bear with us, you know, it's, he got a little stage fright at first, but then once he opened up about things he was passionate about, he started talking left and right. So enjoy today's episode, guys. Can't wait to see you back here next Monday. Enjoy your week. Back to another episode of Newfound Overland, and I've got my first live guest in the studio, and he happens to live under my same roof. His name is Cole Jackson. Cole, how are you, buddy?
Good.
Cole is my son by birth. How old are you?
Six.
6 years old. When's your birthday?
August 14th.
Sheesh. And my birthday is August 22nd, so we're August babies. That's awesome. What do you think of my new studio?
I love it.
What's your favorite part about it?
The paint colors.
Really?
On and the pictures.
Oh, and the pictures. What am I missing in here? What else does it need?
Nothing.
You think I've got everything? I think I need a pool in here or a bouncy house, something like that.
Bouncy house.
That would be so cool. A bouncy house in the studio.
I can jump on it.
All right. Well, let's talk about, you've been camping a few times, not a whole lot, but we're getting there. We did a trip a couple years ago to Colorado. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
What was your favorite part about that?
Going down the slides.
Well, I'm talking two trips ago. So not last summer, but the summer before last, we went to Georgetown. We rode the train. We went to the little gold mine. We kind of drove around.
Oh, I liked the gold mine.
That was fun. Did you like our travels out there driving through Kansas?
Yeah.
Really? Was Kansas a beautiful state?
Yeah.
It was a long state.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I liked Legoland.
Do you like camping in the rooftop tent?
Yes.
What's your least favorite part about camping? Driving? The food?
Sleeping on the rooftop tent.
You don't like that?
I love it.
Oh, what's your least favorite? The thing you don't like about camping? Unless you don't have one, which is good.
Well, driving on our way there.
That's a long drive.
And also on our way away. Because if I liked the camping spot, then I would want to live there.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. Once you find a good spot, you know, sometimes it's hard to leave those good spots. Let's talk about whenever we went camping with Mr. Brian and his son Cohen.
Oh yeah.
What was your favorite part about that trip? We were in the Mark Twain National Forest.
Going swimming.
You swam across an entire river by yourself.
Yeah.
And that's back when you were still 5 years old, I think. That was before your birthday, wasn't it? Or was it after your birthday? Maybe that was September.
I think I was six.
Yeah, you were six. That was September when we went because it was still really hot.
And I couldn't even swim.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I don't know how anymore.
Oh, because it's been what? When's the last time you went swimming?
It wasn't like a deep pool.
Well, it was a river. So you walked across it, I guess. But that was still what? It was still like 100 feet or more wide. Yeah. What was your favorite part about that trip, other than swimming?
Playing with Cohen.
Cohen, what'd you guys do?
Just swim.
I knew Cohen liked throwing rocks. Did you enjoy throwing the rocks?
Yeah.
What about campfire? Did you guys have fun at the campfire?
Yeah.
And then we tried to watch something on the projector screen. I don't think that ever worked out.
But it failed.
It failed. Because that was your birthday present that somehow I've been stealing on my trips so me and my friends could watch random movies at night. Thank you, sir. Are you going to get me one for my birthday?
Not if you keep stealing it.
I'm borrowing it. What's your, do you like to eat at camp or not really? I know you like to eat your food. Do you like to eat camp food or you like snack food?
Snack food.
What kind of snacks are your favorite?
Roasted marshmallows.
Those are my favorite. Do you like s'mores or just the roasted marshmallows? You know, the graham crackers, the Hershey's.
Both.
I like, if there's something out there that's an alternative to graham crackers for a s'more, I am all ears because I'm kind of over the graham cracker taste.
I love graham crackers.
I know it. But you're also six.
I don't really like the cinnamon ones, but I like the plain ones.
Okay, just the plain ones. Maybe I should try that next time. Have you ever made one with a Pop-Tart?
No.
That would be so cool. I wonder if that would even work. Toast the Pop-Tart
then roast the mallow, then put the Hershey's on.
What's a mallow?
The marshmallow. Okay. I can't hear you in your mic. You got to talk right there where I showed you. A little louder, too.
Okay.
Tell me about when we went camping with the Friendsgiving camping, and you were climbing a tree.
Oh, I hated that.
Tell people that are listening, tell them the story of what happened.
I was climbing a tree and fell down.
I know. You want to tell us a little bit more detail? Was it dark out?
It was really dark.
Okay. What advice would you give another kid out there who's camping with their parents and it's dark out? Hey everyone, hopefully you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to throw out a couple reminders that if you guys want to rock some NFO tees, we've got some good ones cooking up over at BeckerSupplyCo.com. He has done an exclusive partnership with us here at NFO. Go check out the NFO Newfound Overland merch line at BeckerSupplyCo.com. Get your t-shirt today, and don't forget, if you're a Patreon member, you get 10% off, so go join Patreon. We got two little tiers over there, and I'd love to have you. Now let's get back to today's episode.
I would give advice to never walk on a tree.
You want to tell people how badly you got hurt?
I fell down 8 feet.
It was pretty high. And that tree was probably at a 45-degree angle, and you were just walking up and down it like a catwalk. And then I think we were getting ready to eat dinner, and then all of a sudden we hear you kind of scream over there, and we're like, uh-oh. And we thought you hit your head on, like, the rocks, but turns out you hit your mouth on the tree, and it busted your, what?
Chin.
Your chin. You bit through your tongue. It knocked your three teeth at the base or your lower jaw. It kind of bit them out. Nothing fell out. But that was a scary thing because we were in the middle of nowhere. Did you feel scared? Were you scared during that time or just more in pain?
More in pain and scared.
Yeah. But you were really brave, I thought. You weren't crying. You weren't screaming. And we were in the middle of, gosh, I don't even know where, down near Cass and all that fun stuff. We were out in the middle of nowhere. And you can't call 911 and get people to show up out there. You're on your own. So we looked him over real good, gave him some aspirin or Tylenol. And then we went to Branson the next day to urgent care because that was the closest one that was open. And then urgent care said, no, you need to go to the emergency room. The doctors looked at you. They said, you're good, but you need to go to the dentist. So we called around. And this was on a Sunday. And we were trying to see if there was a dentist place open on a Sunday or emergency dental. No such thing. Even in Springfield, we couldn't get anything lined up. So the next day, following day, Monday, so probably 2 days after your less than 48 hours, though, we went to the dentist, and your dentist was very impressed that none of your teeth were damaged or the roots or anything. So that was really cool. You didn't need stitches or anything, so that was good.
My tongue's all healed, and so is my chin.
Your tongue's all healed. You're back to eating a lot of snacks. But that was a pretty pretty legit trip right there.
I can kind of eat cinnamon rolls now.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been eating them.
Let's shift gears a little bit. What... Let's go down the list of three things you want to do this year as far as camping. You want to go floating, like on a float trip?
I want to go floating.
Hon?
I want to go floating.
Remember last year when we took the little canoe out?
Mm-hmm.
Was that your first time on the river? I think it was. We had the little trolling motor we put on the back.
I know what you're talking about, but my crack fell off.
I took my work truck down there because the kayak's like 15 feet long. All three of us loaded up, and the battery I brought was dead. So I ended up pulling the battery out of my truck that we brought, which is a gamble, because if we would have used all that juice, we wouldn't have been able to drive home. So we were living on the edge that day. What other camping trips you want to do? Do you want to go anywhere crazy this year as far as camping wise? You done with Colorado?
I'm done with Colorado. I'm done with Colorado.
Why are you whispering? You need to talk a little bit. No one's going to hear you. You're done with Colorado?
I'm done with Colorado.
Are you done with Arkansas?
No, I'm not.
No, we're not. Arkansas is awesome. What about Missouri? We got some camping trips planned for Missouri.
Ooh, I want to go to Missouri.
We're in Missouri, bro. Cole, you're a chatty Cathy just like me. Not. You got stage fright or something, don't you? Why are you so bashful? Why are you so shy? You ate two donuts before you sat down. You got any words of wisdom for anybody out there in listening land?
Wisdom.
Show them your wisdom. He calls beard, like the bubble beards from this hot tub, wisdom. Anything white, like if you got white hair or white beard, your wisdom. So spit some knowledge out. What if there's a kid that's 6 years old? What would you tell him to look forward to or not look forward to about camping?
Don't look forward to go to climb up a tree.
You're scarred for life. What's something good, positive to tell someone?
Kill a deer.
Kill a deer?
Kill a deer so that you can get his horns and hang it up in the wall.
Gosh. Are you going to go deer hunting this fall?
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
You're going to be seven.
Yeah, okay.
All right, wait, we'll have to get with Uncle Ronnie there and see if he can show us around.
I'm going to be seven.
I know it. Youth season, man. That's when all the dads out there go and get some early game.
Wait.
I mean, let the kids take the early.
So Luke's going to be eight?
Yep. I think his birthday is July. You're getting older, bro. How old am I going to be this year?
How old are you right now?
How old do you think I am right now?
55.
Be real, man.
35.
I told you I was 30 years exactly.
Oh, I know. Okay. 36.
That's how old I am now. How old am I going to be next year?
37.
Correct. All right, guys. I think that's going to do it for my first interview here in studio. Cole, one last thing. Anything else?
I love camping.
What about Prodigy? You like the game Prodigy?
Yes.
All right. You want to talk about Prodigy real quick?
Sure.
Okay. Tell people out there about Prodigy.
Okay. I have a pup in my clothes.
All right, so Prodigy, for everyone out there that doesn't know, it's a kind of a learning game, would you call it? Math, right?
Yeah.
You got to read.
It's called Prodigy Math.
It's called Prodigy Math.
And pretty, you have pets, and you have the ability to evolve them.
That's right.
And so one of my cousins, Clyde, one of his pets has their last power up.
Last power up. Then what does that mean?
And one of his other pets don't even have one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what you gotta do whenever that one's powered up? You gotta go down to the other ones?
I don't know.
Interesting. Cool. So if there's some kids out there that like to learn and do math,
yeah,
you could do Prodigy Math. Or do they do Prodigy Science or anything like that? Or Prodigy English?
I think there's Prodigy English, yeah, but that means you don't fight.
No.
I think most of the kids will want to fight because they will get the Puppet Master clothes and have to find crystals and get to get more pets.
Mm.
And you'll get to fight with them. And I'm going to tell everyone how to fight with different pets.
You could teach people how to play that. Well, you do already, I guess, at school.
This is how to fight with pets you already have. So there's like this. So there's like a bar of buttons, and so there's like this dog paw button, and you press that, and there should be a button on your far left in the corner, and then press that, and then you'll see all your pets that you have in case you forgot what kind of pets. And so at school, I forgot what kind of pets I had, and I didn't even know. And then you can press the pet that you want, and then it would, and then there's a blue button, and it has a plus sign on it, and press that, and then you can click on the person, and click on the pet that you don't want to fight with anymore.
So you can fight with one pet only?
Yeah, you can also delete all your pets.
How many pets can you own at the same time?
I think you can own six.
Wow.
Seven?
That's pretty impressive.
I think it's just seven.
That's really cool. I think that game's great. It really helps you learn things.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's easy math on it.
Yeah, if you're a brainiac. Let's talk real quick, and then we're going to hang up here. Top three TV shows that you like to watch.
I like to watch a Ninja Lego show called Ninjago.
That's a good one.
I haven't watched it for a long time.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. There's the Electric Ninja's a brat. His name's Jay Walker.
Well, tell us the other two shows you like.
The other two.
And this is March 2024.
The other one is the first Transformers in real life.
The movie?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking TV shows, but that's fine.
Has a good song at the end.
Yes, it does.
And the last show is Boss Baby.
Boss Baby? Why? Because they give you a bunch of ideas to take over your parents?
Yes.
All right. Guys, that's going to do it with my first ever interview in the studio.
I want to play Prodigy every day.
Huh?
I want to play Prodigy every day.
You need to seek counseling, sir.
That's why I want to be the Boss Baby.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for listening to all this stuff. And then enjoy your Monday. And we will see you back here next Monday. Bye-bye.